And welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
The Manhunt by Madison Cawein. The woods stretch wild to the mountainside, and the brush is deep where a man may hide. They have brought the bloodhounds up again to the roadside rock where they found the slain. They have brought the bloodhounds up, and they have taken the trail to the mountain way. Three times they circled the trail and crossed, and thrice they found it and thrice they lost. Now straight through the pines and the underbrush, they follow the scent through the forest's hush. And their deep-mouthed bay is a pulse of fear in the heart of the wood that the man must hear. The man who crouches among the trees from the stern-faced men that follow these. A huddle of rocks that the ooze is mossed, and the trail of the hunted again is lost. An upturned pebble, a bit of ground, a heel is trampled, the trail is found, and the woods re-echo the bloodhound's bay as again they take to the mountain way. A rock, a ribbon of road, a ledge, with a pine tree clutching its crumbling edge, a pine that the lightning long since clove, whose huge roots hollow a ragged cave. A shout, a curse, and a face aghast, and the human quarry is laired at last. The human quarry, with clay-clogged hair and eyes of terror who waits them there, that glares and crouches and rising then hurls clods and curses at dogs and men, until the blow of a gun butt lays him stunned and bleeding upon his face. A rope, a prayer, and an oak tree near, and a score of hands to swing him clear. A grim black thing for the setting sun and the moon and the stars to look upon.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.